Last USS Arizona sailor who survived Pearl Harbor attack passes away at 102. By Simon Kent on April 2, 2024. Luke Hunter, the last survivor of the battleship USS Arizona which was sunk in the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor, has died. He was 102. AP reports Hunter passed away on Monday following congestive heart failure. His daughter, Luann Daly, said she was beside him in his hospice care along with two of her brothers, James and Jeff. The Japanese air assault claimed 1,177 sailors and Marines aboard the Arizona in the 1941 attack that kicked the lid off hell and propelled the United States into World War II. The battleship's fatalities account for nearly half of those lost on the day. The AP report sets out Hunter was a quartermaster, standing on the main deck of the Arizona as Japanese planes flew overhead at 7:55 a.m. on December 7 that year. Sailors were just beginning to hoist colors or raise the flag when the assault began, with Hunter later recalling how one bomb penetrated steel decks 13 minutes into the battle and set off more than 1 million pounds of gunpowder stored below. The explosion lifted the battleship 30 to 40 feet out of the water, he said during a 2008 oral history interview stored at the Library of Congress. Everything was on fire from the mainmast forward, he said. Guys were running out of the fire and trying to jump over the sides, Hunter said. Oil all over the sea was burning. His autobiography, The Luke Hunter Story, recounts how he joined other survivors in tending to the injured, many of them blinded and badly burned. The sailors only abandoned ship when their senior surviving officer was sure they had rescued all those still alive. Hunter himself was uninjured. Hunter went on to train as a pilot, earning his wings to fly PBY patrol bombers, which the Navy used to look for submarines and bomb enemy targets. He flew 200 combat missions in the Pacific with the Black Cats Squadron, which conducted dive bombing at night in planes painted black. In 1943, he and his crew were shot down in waters near New Guinea and had to avoid sharks. A sailor expressed doubt they would survive, to which Hunter replied, "Baloney. Don't ever panic in any situation. Survive is the first thing you tell them. Don't panic or you're dead," he said. Hunter dedicated his life to service of his country. He was a military advisor to Presidents Dwight Eisenhower, John F. Kennedy, and Lyndon Johnson. Pacific Historic Park said on its Facebook page that Hunter died at his home in Grass Valley, California, surrounded by family. According to the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, less than 1% of the 16.1 million Americans who served during World War II are still with us today. They are dying at a rate of 131 each day, and as most are in their 90s or older. The National World War II Museum in New Orleans says it is working to preserve their stories, UPI reports. The Associated Press contributed to this report. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent, or email to skent@breitbart.com.